The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter number 5987, Baruch Hashem, Yudal Letevis, Tavshin Yudches, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe addressed it, Rabbi Gon, Rabbi Chosid, Shner Zalman Shlita Velenkin. Now, this Shner Zalman Velenkin, at the time, he lived in Cleveland, but he was, his daughter lived over there with her, with her husband, I believe, I'm guessing that Lippe Shapiro was a son-in-law. But anyways, this Rabbi Velenkin was a teacher of the Rebbe when the Rebbe was in learning in Cheder, a youngster. And when he came into the Rebbe would give him a lot of honor, like the Rebbe would stand up for him, even though he was only a teacher of Mlama Dardi. He only taught him like Aleph Beis or whatever. But the Rebbe really gave him special honor. But in any event, so the Rebbe writes to this Shner Zalman Shlita, Shalom Avraham. After a long interruption, I got your letter. It doesn't have a date on it. And with that which was attached thereto, probably sent a check with the letter. And the Rebbe is giving a receipt, also attaching a receipt. And the Rebbe said, may it be the will, he prays, that for many more years you should add in matters of Torah mitzvahs. And included the mitzvah of tzedakah, which is equivalent to all mitzvahs. Not only that, but it elevates all the other four portions. What Rebbe is talking about, one preferably needs to give 20% of his income, and that's a fifth, basically, for tzedakah. So it's brought down, it's like we learned by Pare, we learned in the last parshim, that he says, and a fifth should be to Paro, and the other four belongs to you, which means when you separate to tzedakah, one-fifth goes to Hashem, and therefore, when you give that to Hashem, that elevates all the other four portions. The four portions that you keep get elevated through that one portion, through that fifth that you give for Hashem. So he gave to the Rebbe, I guess, a tzedakah, and the Rebbe says that this is a great mitzvah, and it elevates all other four portions. The Rebbe says, I enjoyed to find out of the Fabringen of the Yom HaBoritus Kislev. But the Rebbe says, it's a shame, chaval v'chaval, that there is not an increase in the numbers of participants in these Fabringens. And this is not a very special day, Yom HaDog Kagorim. It's a special day, the day of Yutis Kislev, to spread the wellsprings to the outside. So the Rebbe says, even if it is the case that the number of Hasidim in your community as of now is small, don't have so many Chabadniks, it's only in quantity. But there are outside people, and there is still places to the outside where you haven't yet spread it. And since this is something which is necessary, so for sure that the possibility to do that has been given, and it's only the ability to bring it into fruition. And the Rebbe concludes with honor and with blessing for a long life and good years and for good news. Apparently he wasn't a youngster at the time already, because if he was a teacher of the Rebbe in Cheder, so he wasn't such a young person. And I remember my father, Olava Sholem, used to take me to his house. Eventually they moved to Brooklyn. He lived on this street on Lincoln Place. That's one street after Eastern Parkway, where the Rebbe's, where the headquarters, Chabad headquarters, one street beyond. And on Shalosh Shudas, Suda Shlishis, he would sort of recite a Hasidic discourse. He would tell stories, especially about the Velednikir. That was his, I remember. As a kid, I remember my father taking me along. You know, it was a whole bunch of people would gather. He had a little small house over there, and a lot of people would gather, and he would, you know, it was hard to hear, but it was a very special experience that I still remember now. I must have been maybe a five-year-old or something like that. I mean, he died when the Rebbe's his old years. He died shortly thereafter, I think. But I even think I should look that up, that the Rebbe went out when he passed away. So the Rebbe actually went all the way to the cemetery by him. The Rebbe would honor him. When he'd come into the Rebbe would be standing. He asked him to sit until he would sit down. The Rebbe wouldn't sit down. And the Rebbe gave him tremendous honor, had the great privilege for that. And so the Rebbe writes to him about the charity he gave, but the Rebbe was happy with it from Rangin, but the Rebbe wants to have more participants. He says, you may have not so many Chabadniks there, but there's still plenty on the outside. And certainly you have the possibility, and the Rebbe encourages him to go ahead and disseminate Hasidus also to the outside.